This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
As you can see, the sun is setting here officially at 7:31 p.m., showing you an assistant coach for the Celtics pointing to their watch, probably indicating that very thing. Kyrie Irving going to the back. Now, we all know that he has fasted in the past. He has said publicly he had to wait till sunset before he could intake any food or liquid. And as we just told you, sunset just passed. I spoke with an athlete who has played during Ramadan while he was observing, and he told me that when he played games and the sunset happened during the game, he would in fact go and get something to eat immediately, something small and light, high in sugar, normally fruit like grapes or oranges, to give him a quick injection of energy. Because you guys, it's been 13 hours and 36 minutes since sunrise and sunset. If he is fasting that entire time, no food, no liquid, and that includes water.
Let's get into you talk also about Kyrie Irving, the famous basketball player.
Kyrie, on a personal note, you have said that you are fasting for Ramadan, which for those who are unaware means no food, no water from sun up to sundown. How do you muster the energy to go out and score 34 points with very little nutrition in your body?
Well, it's a journey with God, and I'm not alone in this. I have brothers and sisters all around the world that are fasting with me. We hold our prayers and our meditations very sacred.
What do you think when you see someone like that? A lot, he talks about fighting for freedom, but recently also you see him, somebody who the news reported on him fasting during Ramadan and being able to score at such a high level. What do you think, as someone who's not yet non-Muslim, you know, when you see something like that, what are your thoughts, impressions?
As far as the Ramadan, the fasting and the Islam, you know, as I grew up, I really respect, first of all, I'm into health and stuff, and I understand the, you know, health benefits to fasting. But I respect the discipline of Muslims. And I think that Christians in America, they don't have the discipline they had 50, 60 years ago. And I think that's what's destroying, you know, Christian America, is the discipline compared to old Christians is like non-existent. So, you know, Muslims, the discipline to fast and the health benefits of it, and also the, you know, subservience to God and the constant appreciation of it, I think that's honorable. And I think it's definitely tough to play at a high level like Kyrie, because, you know, you're doing the sports against the best people, and he's doing great. But I think his soul and his spirit's in a great place, and, you know, he feel like he won. He beat Big Pharma with the help of God and the help of you know, I guess just not caving to the system.
I cannot leave without giving you a gift. If you're not yet Muslim and you're tuning in to see what these Muslims are talking about, and you like a free copy of the Quran, go ahead and visit thedeanshow.com. We'll take care of the postage and everything and get it delivered to you. And if you still have some questions about Islam, call us at 1-800-662-4752. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. And if you like this episode of The Dean Show, like this video, share this video far and wide, and support us on our Patreon page so we can continue this work. Thank you for tuning in. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.